In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. The picture that most people probably have in their minds about the Christmas story, if you picture what did it look like, usually we picture something very beautiful, very serene, the baby in the manger, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, the animals. The picture in the mind comes from, of course, first and foremost, the gospel story. But we're also influenced by icons, classic paintings, greeting cards, nativity scenes we set up in our homes, Sunday school programs with kids around a little fake manger. You know, every artist, it seems, paints this place of the Lord's birth with this golden glow coming out of it. And while that may be the picture we have in our minds, on a practical level, that was not the reality. The reality was that Jesus was born in a cave because there was no room for them in a proper house. The reality is it was a cave full of animals. Caves don't have a whole lot of air circulation. Animals make messes. That's where Jesus was born, the place that smelled, a place that was damp, a place that was probably disgusting, unhygienic, and in every way not fitting a human being to be born, let alone the King of Kings. Now, God could have arranged appropriate accommodations. So why does God choose to be born there? The Son of God came to bring beauty and light and love to a dark and broken world. And so he starts that mission with an awfully big hint. He came to bring light to a broken and dark world. He came to bring beauty and love to the brokenness. And so he gives us a hint by starting in a manure-filled cave, dank and stinky. But so it begins there. So it begins his mission. Person by person, moment by moment, place by place, Jesus brings light and healing to the darkest of places. You know, in the Old Testament, when you touched a leper, what happened? You were considered to have leprosy. If you touched someone who was bleeding, you became unclean along with them. And there's something old in us, I think, that still fears contamination and pain, maybe not from bleeding, maybe not from leprosy, but we fear sometimes being contaminated by the aggression and the hurts in this world. Well, Christ came to change all that and turn it on its head. In Christ, if you touch a leper, the leprosy is gone. The leper is healed. In Christ, if you touch someone who's bleeding, the bleeding stops. There's no more uncleanness for either of you. In Christ, the broken are made whole. You know, Jesus is not about fear of contamination, but he's about power and light. He's about the power of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control permeating out into the world, not being contaminated, but rather going out into the world and changing it. You know, I have a friend, a very good friend of mine. His Christmases as a child were, to say the least, unhappy. As he put it, dysfunction and addiction did not take a break for the holidays. As a young adult, he did not want to open his heart to Christmas and what it means because the fear it would get shot down once again. If he opened his heart would get broken. Now, his wife was very patient with him. And each year he tried to let the spirit of Christmas in, and it didn't work year after year after year until one Christmas he had that light bulb moment. Now, no one can have that light bulb moment for you. You got to have it yourself. But he was looking at his nativity scene that his wife had set up. And there was the little figure, little ceramic figure of Jesus in the middle. And it dawned on him how horribly messy that place must have been that he was born, that this Jesus was born. There's the Savior with the stench and the dampness and the manure among the animals. And then he said, and still, beauty won. Still, beauty won. That was his light bulb moment. It all clicked together for him in that moment. When Jesus touches leprosy, leprosy loses. When Jesus touches bleeding, bleeding stops. When Jesus touches the broken are made whole. When dark meets light, light wins. And every year since then, at midnight on Christmas Eve, he'll probably do it again tonight, he grabs jingle bells off of his door and goes outside and jingles them as loud as he can, exactly midnight, and yells as loud as he can, Merry Christmas. It's his way of accepting that beauty won in a very ugly place, in a very ugly memory. He's a grandpa now, and he's teaching his grandkids to do the same thing. The older ones old enough to stay up late enough, go out with him. The younger ones, he does it at 9 or 10 o'clock just to get them involved. I know it can feel very vulnerable to let light into your dark places. But what other choice do we have? Stay dark and afraid? The Son of God chose to be born in the darkest and muckiest place on the face of the earth. But that's the place where healing begins. Maybe those greeting cards, maybe those nativity scenes, maybe our Christmas programs, maybe our icons weren't so wrong after all. Maybe there's a spiritual reality where beauty really does win. Well, my hope is that for each one of you, this can be your light bulb Christmas, where it all clicks together, and that when light meets your dark, light wins. Amen. Christ is born.